Yeah. initially it was like, you remember that you are going backwards. When they first came here, the initial proposal from the minister was that there was no role of the committee, but subsequently when we argued, then we were given that the role would be that the minister must support the community day, remember.
With that justification, Chair, and Honorable Member of the ANC, I formally move for adoption.
And the second one?
And I'm sorry, Mr. President.
Okay. We need to talk to the second one. And we'll go to the minister of the looking at the house city, it needs to be followed up by the next parliament, because we are under our appointment.
Yeah, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to go back to the
the
to be ready and finished, and was finished at the end of September last year. Then they told us now they are busy working through the report to respond to it, and it will be ready at the end of December. It's now March. So the report is done. There's something very strange happening. I would love to know whether the minister has seen the report. And then he even called the DG back, and he promised, he came to your feet, and he promised us, and you reminded him of the fact that Parliament rises on the 14th of March, and he promised us, we think our last meeting will be this week, and yet we didn't get it. So, and let me just explain to you, my room's not going to stop yet here. My party expects me, but because I'm really driving this issue regarding fear. And there's something wrong, and I don't want us to come back. I need the report. That's all I need.
Let me go back to what Honorable Ginger raised, which is on page 25. All reports or correspondence go to the secretary. And as the secretary was preparing this legacy report, which is all the things that the portfolio committee has done and those that are outstanding, let me indicate here clearly that we have done all what we could have done. We have done all as a committee. But there are still issues that the committee was to address, which haven't been addressed, which are still outstanding, which then says whoever comes must ensure that gets followed up. And that's covered here. That is outstanding. It is outstanding. We can't expect. We have done what was supposed to be done. The report was supposed to come. Ms. Isaac was supposed to have received that, and she hasn't received it. She accepted it as the committee's mandate or the recommendation or the request. So that hasn't been done. And because it hasn't been done, then we are making up. We are closing. Those are the outstanding issues. If we can insist on one particular issue, it would then say, let us interrogate and say all these that are outstanding should then come. And we are cognizant of the fact that Parliament is rising.
When the report is ready,
tomorrow for 30 minutes just to get that report that, you know, the report is not ready or whatever, because I'm raising this chair because I don't want my fear, and I'm afraid to hear my fear and concern is that I don't want it to say that we the report doesn't care to whatever an interest or department is raising. I am not responsible for the office, but I'm just putting the reality of the situation in terms of the office.
return, I was offered, by the way, where you are written in Eastern Cape, from there, what do we send? Maybe she should not have taken someone. She also said I was good in the Eastern Cape. She also said I was in the Eastern Cape. And that's why I corrected her. And she said that you were acting with your boss. Yes, I already said that I was not you were chef. I'm sure she took a lot of wine that night. Okay. Right. Okay. Any issues about this report to be reported as doctors?
I would appreciate it, Chair, if in this report, reflected on our observations. Remember that we were concerned that some departments were not there, in particular the Department of Education. Because of the importance of that, and that was the first of the time and hoping that in the next administration they will still have that. But I think that it should have gone not only trade and industry that was there, but in the center, because of the challenges of science and technology in our country, both based in higher education should have been, and health for that center should have been present.
Okay, the Secretary will have to put that amendment to the Commission and the report. Honorable Pastor Barora.
Honorable Dream, you are on page 3. The second paragraph, the reference is made of the fact that a key factor in place was the need for the education department to forge a closer relationship.
Which one is that?
On page 3, the second paragraph.
In relation to?
Yes, it's the second sentence of the second paragraph. The key factor raised was the need for the education department to forge a closer.
Oh, yeah,
and then also the last sentence of this page, education is seen as a priority in skills development and vehicle commitment to strongly engage with both the departments of education. And that just adds to what Honourable Julia said, more specifically they should have been there.
Yeah, but they are there.
Yes, I agree what she said, but they make it stronger than the community environment.
So they are there.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Chair, I agree with Honourable Dundra. We need a second, the final sentence, stating it was a condition that they weren't there, that should have been there.
Yeah.
I think, Chair, it's very important because I'm of the understanding that this is from part of our legacy.
Yeah.
And therefore, those in that area that should really be highlighted on what has been there.
Right, any other relevant matters?
I would like to mention that our son, Dr. Sibisi of CSIR, they called in the meeting, immediately took my call, and the day thereafter, I received a document stating that they are happy with that. They dealt with it and they are happy with it. I think it's in the interest of the committee to know that in future we should check, because this will reflect on all the entities. It has to deal with all the entities.
Cannot after that go and
very competent department. I've got great respect for the DG, Dr. Phil Mujasa. I can't pronounce his name now correctly. And that is also the reason why I, my party, gave Minister Hanekom an A on our ministerial report card. And I also mentioned it to him on Tuesday evening. Maiden Guardian phoned me also because they also did report cards. And they had a long discussion with me, the specific journalist. And I insisted on them also giving him an A. This is a well-performing department. And I was very, very privileged to be part of that as well as this committee. I thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Sir. Although you already said goodbye and thank them, I think it's very important for me to thank everybody for the support, the way we became a family, and the way we could argue with each other, and at the end, so the honourable member can do it the honourable way. Unfortunately, I won't be coming back, but I do have all of your numbers, and from time to time, I will check on you. I will be coming. But I think all the best for the future, and especially to the staff, guys, you were great. You know, I remember when I wrote my piece, it was at 11 at night, I called to Mark, what does science and technology in our country? Speaking of the country every day. But really, they were tough, and you can press the buttons anytime, and they will go say, you know, at the beginning we had our fights, but as time goes by, we understand each other, and really, the community is very good, and it was a favorite of the community.
Thank you very much. I'd also like to join the team. Really, the job that you need to really serve on the community. And to you, Chair, really, you were like a parent that tried to keep these children together all the time. I remember sometimes when we went to overnight, we tried to sit at the table and try to educate, to really try to put us in the line of the science, what the science, how it what's happening, and so just to put us on board so that we become on the same level as you. So really, you could see that you were a chair that tried to show people that I'm part of my team, that it goes with my team. So wherever you are, you try to keep us together and to make us to be on board so that when you shine, you are shining with all of you, and you are a best friend. And this evening, to you, I said to them, she's a loose in our community, but we've never been used. And you were doing what you were doing, even if she tried to raise her voice with her asthma. That's a noise person, but to all my colleagues here, we were like a big family. And to the house, we were like stars. Science and technology, people were like stars. Somebody told you that you are something else. Our style, our clothing, the way we present our seats, it's not like the other community. So when they see us, they see people who are like a children, more than them. So we are sort of a threat to all of them. And I really want to say thank you, all my colleagues, the chair and the spirit that we had. We were very supportive to one another. We were like family or people from us. And to the department, our department that made us proud of the science and technology department, really, it makes us proud. When we talk about it, we know that no, there's no house or something in the house. So I'd like to say it was very nice working with you. So my practice, I've learned a lot. I know I can make a difference when I get outside. Because the things that you spoke about is national. When you get on the ground, it's like it's something new that the people say, what is it? So I'd like to say for everybody, those who are going and coming back, life and work, turn outside from the ground. Because the issue is our people. We want to make a difference in the life of ordinary people. So we must let people out and continue with work even if we don't come back. allocate more power to work on the incubation.
Say something, man. We just try to say something. So I don't know what I'm saying.
Because it's
hard to believe
you.
And
whatever the need says on behalf of us all, there are going to be forced to repeat what all the other board members have said. Not for what I said, you have to thank so much for being the chairperson that you were to this committee. You were never effective when you were with us. You were a chairperson. I have learned a lot from you. And I've always tell them people that we have had a chairperson who's full of humor. I'm going to use that humor. I always believe it will change your humor.
Thank you.